জগতের মাঝে উরু জগতের আগে
কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি
Oh, जनम निपतितं प्रभवाहि कूपे कामाभिकामननुया प्रभु
Thank you.
भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we're celebrating the departure of Srila Prabhupada for America aboard the merchant ship of Jaladuta. Prabhupada left from Calcutta on August 13, 1965. We know that Sri Krishna appeared here more than 5,000 years ago, and he requested us all to surrender to him. And then Lord Chaitanya, in the form of the perfect devotee of the Lord, he taught us how to surrender. Coming through the line of disciplic succession, In 1882, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was the leading amongst the renaissance of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in Bengal, he made a prayer, just like in this bhajan that we just heard, this poem that Srila Prabhupada wrote to his friend and companion Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Sajjana Toshini, he was praying, "When in England, France, Russia, and Prussia, and America, all fortunate persons, by taking up coals and cartels, will take the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again in their own countries and raise the waves of Sankirtan, when will that day come?" So as Prabhupada, after he had overcome intense hardships on the boat, he was remembering Vrindavan and his playing with Krishna in the pasture grounds here, all the boys together running and with the cows. He was remembering, when will that day be? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the outward expression, he was wondering, when will that day when Sankirtan reaches the entire world and the white-skinned British people will speak the glory of Sri Sachinandan and spread their arms to embrace devotees from other countries in brotherhood. So just as Bhaktivinoda Thakur was praying, that's exactly what Prabhupada was able to fulfill. The day when they will say, "Oh, Aryan brothers, we have taken refuge at the feet of Chaitanya Dev in an ocean of love. Now kindly embrace us." When will that day come? So on the inspiration of his father, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, after passing through two stages of his life, one being as a great scholar, next, after the disappearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his Guru Maharaj, Srila Gorkishore Das Babaji, he went into deep meditation and bhajan, trying to find out from the Supreme Lord which course he should take, whether he should become bhajananandi or he should follow his father's desire that this Sankirtan movement be spread all over the world. So then in his third stage of his bhajan, he came out of Mayapur after chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 1 billion times and established the Bhaktivinoda Asan and 64 Gaudiya Mathas all over India. Just as he was winding up his pastimes here on this planet, he had begun the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, in which thousands of devotees took part. And this was the last parikrama that he was going to be leading in 1936. And at that time, when he reached Champahati on the parikrama, in front of thousands of devotees, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he gave this prediction. However long in the future it may be, one of my disciples will cross the ocean and bring back the entire world. Now, just a year before, because Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he took all of the funds, whatever he could, and sent two of his disciples, one to Germany and one to England. The one in England was hardly successful. The one in Germany was able to bring back two disciples. So now, by 1936, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati saw that his attempts were not as successful as he hoped they would be in his lifetime. And with this prediction, because from 1922, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he had encouraged Prabhupada at their first meeting to take up this preaching mission in the English language.